Your reaction to tonight's 4-1 win here at Rathmore, Ryan?
First of all, Andy, delighted to get the 3 points. Coming into tonight's game, we had two players out of the back four missing tonight. So, Ashley Hutton unavailable through work, Chelsea Miles unavailable due to exams. And they're obviously going to be two massive, massive losses for us, especially with their performances over the first four games of the league. I actually think we readjusted things tonight, brought Hannah Doherty from left back into right back, and put young Lauren Robson coming back in from a slight injury. And the back four done fantastically well. Ali Smith slotted into centre back when she's been playing centre forward. So it was great for the players to adapt and put a very, very strong performance in the first half. I thought in the first half we were electric, very dynamic, a lot of balls won in midfield. And the final ball that was lacking in the Cliftonville game, I thought we really, really got that tonight, and it showed scoring the four goals. However, going into the second half, it was not really a performance that I set, and the players should know that themselves tonight coming off the pitch. They should be delighted with the result. They should be delighted with their first half performance, but they know to push on in the league and to keep getting results and have any chance of winning this league, we need to go to 90 minutes. And that's the way we're going to address it when we come back into training at the weekend.
They're a good side, and they showed that in the second half, defensively and in going forward. You know, so it shows how good we were in the first half to be 4-0 up.
Yeah, Sion coming down, and great credit has to go to Sion, because they do fantastic work up there. Tony and Tommy are doing fantastic work up at Sion, and it's great to see that they're trying to push the women's game on and doing things for the right reasons. And coming down here, they were under strength as well, obviously missing Lauren Brennan, who's a fantastic player, an international player. They're also missing Kendra McMullen, who's another fantastic player. So they weren't at full strength either, but they're a good side, a strong side, and definitely in the second half they really put the pressure on us, and I think they adapted to the sending off in the second half a lot better than what we did. But I have to look at myself, did I get my tactics right in the second half? And also I have to ask from the players that when the chips are down, we need to work harder.
Before the game, you'd have taken a 4-1 home win though, wouldn't you?
Definitely. I think as long as we keep the run going at home, you know, we have to turn this into a fortress, and they have to know that any team coming to Rathmore, that's going to be a difficult game for them. But again, it's very, very early days, and there's going to be twists and turns again, and we go to a fantastic Mid Ulster side who are obviously maturing and have made some great signings, and it's going to be a massive game now next week as well.
A lot of young, exciting players there. Abby McGee came on, with Louise McDaniel on. You know, Lauren Robson's been around for years, but she's still only about 16.
It's amazing whenever you see Lauren Robson. I think my first experience to Lauren was coming into the side when Hannah Doherty actually went out injured, and she came in and she got an Irish Cup medal and played in two finals, I think, in the first season, and then became a regular in the second season that I was here. And it's hard to believe that she's only 16, 17 years of age, and she's got such a big future on her, and she does add a different dimension to her team. But I think special mention has to go to two of our players tonight. I think Jess Dorn worked fantastic, worked her socks off all night. And again, a big sacrifice from our midfielder, Claire Timoney, who was working in Dublin and has come back, drove the 2 hours to play here tonight, and that's a testament to commitment, and that's the type of players we want here at Linfield.
And she was rewarded too with an exceptional display and the Player of the Match award. Nice to see the Linfield chairman here presenting the award, sponsored by Ronnie Morrison.
Yeah, great to see Ronnie looking after the women's game here, and it's great to see we have the backing from our chairman and being here tonight. Yeah, it was close. I think Tim's probably just shaded it, but Jess Dorn also worked very, very hard. But take nothing away. Our defence have done superb, and I know they'll be annoyed tonight with conceding that goal, but it's a monkey off our back. We've conceded a goal now, so we don't have to worry about that, not conceding a goal. So we'll work on things on Sunday, and we have to prepare for two games next week, a hard game against Glentoran on the Monday, and obviously the league game on the Wednesday.
And if you are going to concede your first goal, I suppose when you're 4-0 up, it's not a bad time to concede it, is it?
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's a lot different if you're 2-0 up and you concede a goal, because the sort of nerves go. But yeah, we're 4-0 up, so conceding the goal at that time was disappointing, because I thought we could have done better. But on the other hand, you know, if you're going to take conceding a goal, you'll take conceding a goal at that time.
Well done tonight, and obviously let's hope we can keep this run going. It's a massive week next week, as you say, two games Monday, Wednesday. That would be massive in men's football, so it's equally massive in women's football to be playing Monday and Wednesday. But we know you'll give it your best shot next week, and all the very best in two massive big games next week.
Okay, thank you.